Good evening.
It's good to be with you this evening. Kind of short this evening, but we're still here. This evening, I want to talk about, we're going to be in Revelation chapter 2, and we're going to look at verses 18 through 29. There were seven, and while you're turning there, Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 through 29. There were seven specific congregations mentioned by Jesus in the book of Revelation here. You know, and one of those congregations was the church at Thyatira. So I want us to look at Revelation chapter 2, and we're going to look at 18 through 29. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira wrote, "The Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like burnished bronze, says this, 'I know your deeds, and your love, and faith, and service, and perseverance, and that your deeds of late are greater than at first. But I have this against you, that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, and she teaches and leads my bondservants astray, so that they commit acts of immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to repent, and she does not want to repent of her immorality. Behold, I will throw her on a bed of sickness, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of her deeds. And I will kill her children with pestilence, and all the churches will know that I am he who searches the minds and the hearts. And I will give to each one of you according to your deeds." Verse 24. "But I say to you, the rest who are in Thyatira, who do not hold this teaching, who have not known the deep things of Satan, as they call them, I place no other burden on you. Nevertheless, what you have, hold fast until I come. He who overcomes and he who keeps my deeds until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of the potter are broken to pieces, as I also have received authority from my Father." Verse 28. "And I will give him the morning star. And he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." You know, like I said, in Acts chapter 16 and verse 14, Lydia is talked about being of Thyatira. She was from the city of Thyatira. In Acts 16, verse 14, one who heard us was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. You know, in the next verse there, it says that she was baptized after hearing Paul. So we know that there are some things that are happening in Thyatira that's good there, but like I said, they had this one thing against them. We're going to talk about that tonight. And this evening, we're going to look at three things. We're going to look at Jesus knows the current state of congregations. The next thing, Jesus knows those who are faithful. And then the last thing, Jesus knows those who are faithful. Let's talk about the first thing. Jesus knows the current state of congregations. And he knows the work, or sometimes lack thereof, of congregations. He knows this. You know, I often wonder if we could do more, if we should be doing more. You know, and I know I fall short in that category, to help our congregation grow or let others know who we are and share the love of Christ with others. I know that I fall short sometimes in that. So many times we don't want to do any more than what we have to. We should always try to find things to do within the church. Jesus let these churches know what he saw and liked, and also what to work on. You know, I often wonder what would he say to us today? You know, and it's just something to think about. What would he say about our congregation? Hopefully it's good things. Are we doing the works that Jesus wants done? Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. Luke 19 and verse 10. "For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." So are we seeking the lost as we should. You know, there's times it feels like we are just preaching to the ones that come to our worship assembly. Sometimes that's what it feels like. But like I said, there's so much more that so many more that could be reached. The congregation should want to preach to those outside the church. You know, we all have the duty to do this, and it must be done. It's how the church grows. You know, I've often heard, you know, if a church isn't growing, they're dying. And it's a scary thought. It's a scary thought. Where do you see our congregation in 20 years from now? Where do you see our congregation 30 years from now, 40 years from now? Those are just things to think about. There have been some churches that have shut their doors because there's no growth. There's no growth, and when there's no growth, there's no people, and they have to shut their doors. And it's a sad thing. We don't want those things to happen here. So we have work to do. We have so much work to do. Second thing, Jesus knows the love. He knows the love of congregations. He knows the love of congregations. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. In knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and you are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must put these qualities into practice. And it makes it, because it's going to make us stronger Christians. We don't want to be found ineffective or unfruitful. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 through 3, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 3, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Verse 3, if I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. We need to love the church and love those outside the church as well. They need to see Christ in us. The next thing, Jesus knows the faith of congregations. He knows the faith of congregations. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, Hebrews 11 and verse 6, and without faith, it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. We must keep the faith because we know that God knows when our faith is weak. He knows that. He sees that. It's easy to get down on ourselves, but we can choose to get back up when life gets us down. Jesus knows the ministry of congregations. He knows the ministry of congregations. You know, inviting to services, setting up Bible studies, checking on the sick, many different things that we should be doing. Jesus knows when we aren't doing these things. He knows that. And knowing that, like I said, it should make us want to do these things even better and more often. Jesus knows if we are growing. He knows if we're growing. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Well, how do we grow? How do we grow? Well, we grow by Bible study. We grow by prayer and by meeting together for worship. We spur one another along. Those are the things that will help us grow. But sometimes we get lazy in our duties in the church, thinking someone else can do it, and that's the wrong type of attitude. That is the wrong type of attitude. We must be servants and willing to serve in whatever capacity is needed. Next thing, The second thing this evening, Jesus knows those who are unfaithful. He knows those who are unfaithful. You know, each congregation has those who are faithful and those who are unfaithful. It's a sad but true statement. But we are expected to be faithful stewards of what is the Lord's. In 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. They be found faithful. There will always be things happen to us that might make us question our faith at times. But we must keep the faith and put our trust in God that He knows best. You know, the church in Thyatira was suffering or tolerating things without addressing them. You know, our society is tolerating more and more all the time on the things that God is against. You know, Thyatira was just letting things go and just going along with everything else, with everyone else. It had in Revelation there in chapter 2 about Thyatira, talked about Jezebel and her followers, and the things that she was doing was she was unfaithful. And the main thing is that she refused to repent of her wickedness. She refused to repent of her wickedness. She was given time to repent. And we also, right now, we see the patience of God. If we are being unfaithful, then we need to repent. You know, God is giving us time to do so. Thyatira was rebuked for allowing Jezebel to be around when she was full of wickedness. The Lord will not accept unfaithful brethren. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of our God. The Corinthians were very corrupt, and we've been going over a study of the Corinthians. They were very corrupt and needed things to be addressed. If we practice these things in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, if we are practicing these things, we're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. And this is what the Bible says. Not my words. This is what the Bible says. So we must be careful how we walk daily. You know, if we are unfaithful, we need to accept the Lord's willingness to let us repent before it's too late. In Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31. Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31. The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now He commands all people everywhere to repent, because He has fixed a day on which He will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom He has appointed. And of this He has given assurance to all by raising Him from the dead. You know, we all fall short of the glory of God. We all do this. So we need to repent when we do so. God is giving us time to make things right with Him. So don't wait to repent, because it might be too late. Might be too late, and if you put it off. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. The Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. You know, that's the attitude we must have to help ourselves and help others, because we don't want to leave anyone behind. We must be patient with each other as we strive to plant seeds and be patient with those who we are teaching. You know, if we do not repent, then destruction will follow. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Galatians 6 and verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. Next thing, the Lord knows our hearts. The Lord knows our hearts. In John chapter 2, verse 25. John chapter 2, verse 25. And needed no one to hear to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. Also in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 and 13. Hebrews 4, verses 12 and 13. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are needed and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Our hearts can be deceived. We must trust the Lord with everything that we do. Third thing this evening, Jesus knows those who are faithful. He knows those who are faithful. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, they were to hold fast. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 2, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. We must hold fast to the truth. If the truth is not taught, then the next generation suffers. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, you know, we must remain faithful to receive the crown of life. You know, heaven is a wonderful place, but it's going to be a shame for those who miss out. You know, it's just, that's just something to think about. You know, but like I said, and I often wonder about that. And like I said, you know, if we want heaven, then we should take someone with us as well as we're striving to get there. The next thing is their faithfulness was to be rewarded. Their faithfulness was to be rewarded. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. You know, if we don't spread the gospel, the good news, could that mean that we are ashamed of the gospel? It could. But I know also there's that fear of rejection. Fear of being rejected is often talked about. But we mustn't worry about that. We mustn't worry about being rejected. Jesus was rejected in many places. Paul was rejected in many places. We too are probably going to be rejected. But all we can do is present the gospel in a way that will influence those that we teach to do the right things. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verses 8 and 9, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. You know, that might sound like a harsh punishment. Harsh punishment if we do not obey the gospel. Eternal destruction, being away from the Lord. You know, if you haven't obeyed the gospel, well, you're already away from the Lord. If you know that what you need to do to be saved, don't wait. Don't wait. Take care of that need today. Let's consider Paul and his faithfulness. Let's consider Paul and his faithfulness. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. You know, the church at Thyatira, it's worth our study. It is worth our study. And from such, we learn that Jesus is well aware of what's happening in the church of Christ today. He knows and he sees everything that we're doing. tonight the lesson is yours. If you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a Christian and you've struggled in your daily walk, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand.